Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, okay, so then just to kind of speak out, to start off with, you know, speak out the Gemara outside a bit, yeah? So, in this piece of Gemara, we've got an argument. We start off with an argument between Rav and Rav Asi, yeah? About two-day Yom Tov in Galius, yeah? So, what would be if an egg was born on the first day? Can you have it on the second day? Fine. So Rav says, yes, you can. And we know we kind of passing like that, actually, because that's one of the kuddas we saw before that we passing like Rav. And Rav Asi says, you can't have it, yeah? So the Gemara basically then goes on and kind of tries to explain their shitas, yeah? And in essence, where we come out is that Rav is holding that the reason why you can have the egg on the second day, right, is because he understands that it's basically two kedushas, yeah? He understands that the institution of 2 days Galius, 2 days Yom Tov in Galius is two kedushas, which means effectively that there's a kind of a bit of a you know, a kind of a mamon of shach in a sense. One, you know, it two kedushas means that there are two things, 2 days, yeah, and one of them is the real Yom Tov, one is not, yeah. So once you see it that way, right, then kind of either way you look at it, this egg should be able to be eaten on the second day. Whereas Rav Asi says you can't eat it, and that would seem to be because he's holding that the institution of 2 day Yom Tov in Galius is not two kedushas, but it's one kedusha, right? Which means in essence we treat it as kind of one long day, really. So therefore, obviously, just as much as you know on a Yom Tov when an egg is born, you can't eat it, so to speak, the first half of the day, so you can't eat it the second half of the day either. This is really just one big unit, yeah. So that's kind of the starting position. Now, the Gemara then brings, yeah, that an interesting thing, which is Rav Asi made Havdalah on the second day. And so it says, well, you know, this doesn't seem to be consistent, you know. His verse didn't seem to indicate he held it as one Kedusha, and yet he's making Havdalah. Which, now, Havdalah seems to be a clear simon that he holds. It's not one big day, yeah, but it's obviously the other way of seeing things. It's two Kedushas, yeah. And, you know, if it's two Kedushas, then, you know, the first day, he was at a time where he knew when the real moon is, new moon is. So therefore, the first day is kind of the real day, yeah? And the second day is, you know, is a lesser day, yeah? And therefore, he would make Havdalah after the first day. Fine. The Gemara, therefore, has to explain, does he hold it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas? And the answer is that he wasn't actually sure which of these two concepts it was, so he kept the Chumras of both, yeah? And so the Chumrah of two Kedushas would be you do Havdalah, and the Chumrah of it being one Kedusha would be that you can't eat the egg. And that's the position of Rav Asi. So, so fine, yeah? So there's a series of... The Gemara then continues after that, yeah? But what I'm going to do is really I'm going to ask a question at this stage, yeah? And the question basically is the one that was asked by my Chavrusa, Moshe Chaim, right? Who's hopefully listening, which is, I think, a fantastic question, yeah? Which is that Sof Shal Davar, right? We actually hold like Rav, yeah, as we've said, yeah. Which means that we see 2 days of Yom Tov being two kedushas. Now that being the case, yeah, seemingly, right, we should also follow the precedent that we see in the Gemara, which is that if it's two kedushas, you should make Havdalah, because once again we saw Rav Asi making Havdalah, yeah. And we said, well, that seems to be inconsistent with one Kedusha. And we said, yeah, okay, now we can explain it because he's mistapek, and on the side that it was two Kedushas, that's why he's making Havdalah. That was our explanation for that, yeah? So if at the end of the day we hold it's two Kedushas, yeah, which we do, yeah, that's how we paskin.
But that's
right?
Not why he was misupak, what she says.
I'm not saying why he was misupak, yeah? I'm not saying why Rav Asi, I'm not explaining why Rav Asi was misupak.
What
I'm saying... Wait a sec. So wait a sec. Okay. So what I'm saying is, yeah. This on a simple level, before we get too far, yeah. I'm saying that what the Gemara seems to be coming out is we've got two dinim in Rav Asi, right? One din is not to eat the egg, and we explain that's consistent with it being one kedusha.
Yeah.
And yet he's making Havdalah, which is why we had a problem. We said
that's what Rav's making.
It's Rav Asi, yeah? Rav Asi's making Havdalah, yeah? And we said Rav Asi making Havdalah, right? Initially we said that's inconsistent because we said that's because he holds it's two Kedushas. And the answer we had was he's Mesupah, which means, you know, he's not sure what the real Lumdus is, yeah? And on the grounds that it would be one Kedusha, the answer would be, the din would be you shouldn't be able to eat the egg. And if it was two Kedushas, Ravasi is telling us the din is you make Havdalah. He himself just happens to be Masupak, which one it is. But what I'm saying is we come out with a clear precedent, yeah, that if it's two Kedushas, you make Havdalah. Now, it happens to be it's Rav Asi doing that, and he happens to also be Masupak, and we're not Masupak, right? But the tzad that he was doing Havdalah was because it's two Kedushas, and we hold by that tzad. So we should have a clear precedent to make Havdalah. Well, yeah. Rav, we don't know. Maybe, the Gemara doesn't
maybe,
speak
maybe,
about
so
it.
Maybe we just read this Rashi in for them. So,
okay,
so,
okay.
So, maybe read it inside for them.
Right.
Let's just maybe...
Okay.
let me read this Rashi, the Sabuki one, not the other one.
Yeah. That's the whole point. Rashi's telling you that the Supak is not whether it's Chuk, whether it's not Chul or not. He knows it's Chuk. It's just whether we
correct.
Still have
okay,
the
okay. Okay, so what's your question then?
But what's your question?
Yes, so then you should agree with him.
You should agree with him then.
Well, I'm telling you, his suffix, once again, his suffix, right, is whether it's one Kedusha or two Kedushas, right?
No.
Exactly. So let's read the Rashi together.
Let's read Rashi together.
Super, yeah. Okay. The Supi it speaks out. Go with him with Rashi in the Supi Subasafika letter.
Let's read it together, yeah?
Yes, read it together.
Right? I mean, I think really from the Gemara is
clear. Yeah, that one you can do for that one.
Okay, but we'll read it inside. So, Sepuki Misapikle. So this is the Rav Asi, yeah? Right? So it says Rashi, yeah? He was Masupak, right? Im chok chamim hu, right? Shutal al galius lidarus, right? Vafilu yarbehem chachomim yodeitim, right? Shu osim osam, right? Shanim, right? Im kain, havihu medivre sofrim kiyom aruch. So he was Masupak on the one hand, yeah, that maybe, yeah, and he's speaking out the idea of Kedusha Achas, yeah? So maybe it's Kedusha Achas, which means, yeah, that even if we end up knowing, you know, the calendar, which we do, yeah, still it's one long day, right? So that's one side of the Safek. What's the other side, right? Or im he masum me'elehem Safek. Or maybe no, yeah? It's that it's not Kedusha Achas, it's what we call Shtei Kedushas, yeah? Which means they made it Masafik, right? And on the side of it being two Kedushas, yeah, then it would be V'chad Minayu Chol, right? Then in reality, because it's only a Safik, we know that one of it is Chol, right? Uleman dekimle b'kvasa diyacha boi lav duli. And therefore, on that side of it, it's two Kedushas, yeah? Since one of it is Chol, and we know which one. What?
But all of that's there. The reason why they did it is because they were Masupak. But now, if we're not Masupak, we wouldn't do it.
And we would do Havdalah.
Yeah.
So you agree? So why don't we do Havdalah? That's what I say. Why? We know when the real day is. So why don't we do Havdalah today?
Not for the first time. If we have this Kedusha, why don't we make Havdalah?
Yeah. That's the question. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Rav Asi himself was Masupak as to what the Lumdus is. Yeah. And he himself, by the way, you have to realize, him in his day, he knew which day was. He knew which day was the real day.
We're like Rav Asi nowadays.
The suffix, Rav Asi's suffix comes from a Lomdusha suffix, yeah? We don't have that suffix, it's interesting. But he himself was Masupak as to what the original Gedder of the Takana was. Yeah. And what he's saying is that original Gedder of the Takana, that suffix, for him, yeah, meant that there were different dinim coming out from what that original kind of Lomdus was, even though they know in his day which day was the real thing. But on the side that it's two Kedushas, yeah? We're saying that on that side of his suffix, he says, well, you do Havdalah. And we hold it's two Kedushas. That's what Rav holds as well. So that's the question that comes out from this Gemara, right? Is since we've got that precedent of Rav Asi, we don't hold by Rav Asi because we don't hold that there's a suffix. But that we do hold by the sad that there's two Kedushas, which is the sad which he made Havdalah on. Okay, so that's basically the question, yeah? So, and you know, the Rishonim, the Acharonim, everyone, you know, everyone's very bothered by this question, and there's lots of different answers, yeah? But the point I want to make here is, yeah, that a lot of the answers I saw, you know, obviously, you know, I'm not, they're answers, yeah? But they're answers that kind of impose something extra, which is kind of a bit outside the Gemara, yeah? I mean, I gave them the idea of the Rashba. So the Rashba wants to say the Rav Asi himself, this is just one of his answers, yeah? Rav Asi himself felt that you know, he was kind of, he wouldn't come to be Mezalzel anything by making Havdalah, so he felt he could make Havdalah. But, you know, for everyone else, there would be a concern that of Zilzu if you made Havdalah, so for everyone else, you shouldn't. It's fine, yeah? That's the Rashba's answer.
We did it in secret kind of thing, probably.
Yeah, but...
If we did Havdalah now, we would think it was a call and treat it like a call.
Yeah, you can imagine, yeah? You tell people to make Abdullah on the second day, yeah, of Yom Tov, then, you know, it'd be like, you know, it doesn't, you know, it sends out the wrong message. So Rav Asi himself felt he was okay with that, but what I'm trying to say is, fine answer, but it's not something, it's something which, you know, usually when you're trying to work out what the halakha is, you look at the Gemara, right, and you look at the precedents. It's kind of it's a bit of a ha'ara, it's a bit unusual to see there's a clear precedent for doing something according to what we hold, and then to have to, you know, we're having to backtrack eventually because we kind of know the minhag's not that way, and to impose something that's kind of not, seems to be not in the Gemara. So what I'm going to try to do, the purpose of this shiur, is to try to, I was so excited when I saw it, an absolutely fantastic answer in the Sefer Avi Ezri, yeah? It's actually not, Avi Ezri, as you know, is Rav Shach, yeah? It's interesting because it actually wasn't Rav Shach himself, it was his son-in-law, Rav Bergman, yeah? And he writes that at the end. But it's such a beautiful answer, and it really brings out a different whole reading of the whole Gemara in a sense, yeah. So that's what I want to try to bring out, yeah. So that's the kind of purpose of this year. But to understand it, basically, I think for starters, I want to spend a bit of time and bear with me, like really understanding a lot more about the concept of Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, right? Because these are very important concepts. We see them coming in a number of different ways throughout, yeah, and they have different meanings, but they're actually quite complicated. One, it's very kedai to take it slowly and to speak it out one by one. Now, the truth is, before we kind of discuss, I mean, sometimes they come in a little bit of a different context, yeah. So when we're talking about, for instance, Shabbos and Yom Tov, yeah, it's just so you don't get confused. There, the discussion of one kedusha or two kedushas is slightly different, yeah. Because there, it's not based on suffix or anything like that, yeah? We know which day is Shabbos, we know which day is Yom Tov, yeah? There, it's just kind of on the nature of the Kedusha of Shabbos and the nature of the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Maybe they're kind of one type of Kedusha that merge into one. But so that's a bit of a different concept that we saw before. So let's kind of put that to a side just to avoid confusion, yeah? When we're talking about 2 days Yom Tov, yeah, being one Kedusha or two Kedushas, that's now a different kettle of fish, and I want to speak that out. And basically, really, what you have to do is, in order to understand this, yeah, you have to put yourself back in time, right? Because this whole, it's a very kind of Lomdisha thing, right? And it comes really at the time, point in time, when they didn't necessarily know which was the actual, when they were going to be Kaddish the Chodesh, yeah? Why is it they didn't know? Of course, in the Beis Din, when they were Mekaddish the Chodesh, they did know, right? I mean, obviously, they were waiting to see what would be, and you know, while they're waiting, maybe, you know, they'd keep the first day just in case it ends up being the first day, fine. But ultimately, when, you know, once the Edom came, they kind of knew. So that's not what I'm talking about in a sense. What I'm talking about is places where even when the Beis Din had declared the new moon, they wouldn't find out in time. They wouldn't necessarily know. Yeah. So there was an intrinsic, because of that situation, that those kind of people were in a suffix. What should we do? Yeah. Now the obvious thing to do is to keep 2 days. But this is now the key question. When they kept their 2 days at that time of that suffix, yeah, what, and they had to institute that because of the suffix, yeah, what was the way in which they instituted that? That idea that you people who are not necessarily going to know, you have to keep 2 days. And basically, what it comes down to is there's two ways in Lomdus, yeah, two conceptual ways in which they could have told them you have to keep these 2 days, right? And that's what we mean by Kedusha Achas, or Shtei Kedushas, right? So if we go, let's say, with Kedusha Achas to start off with, yeah, right? So what that means is, yeah, that Kedusha Achas is obviously kind of one long Kedusha, which means that although the original reason why they had to do this was driven because of a problem of suffix, yeah? But once they were in that situation, they said, you know what, we're now going to institute, yeah, that these 2 days is really going to be one big Kedusha, and that we're creating a new concept. We're taking the one day Yom Tov and kind of expanding it, and now it's as if kind of there's a certain 2 day Yom Tov, yeah, which is one big item, yeah. So that's the idea of one Kedusha. On the other hand, yeah, the other possibility of the time was, no, they didn't do something quite so extreme, yeah. It was what we call Shtei Kedushas, which means they said, listen, it's a suffix, right? So, you know, obviously you're going to have to keep 2 days, right? But we're not going to change the whole nature of Yom Tov and expand it. No, it's just going to be 2 days kept out of suffix, right? So really the suffix we acknowledge remains, yeah? And we're just saying, you know, keep 1 day, keep both days Yom Tov, just because you don't know, yeah? Right? It's much kind of less mechudish at the time, if you think about it, that concept of 2 days, right? They were just saying, out of suffix, keep 2 days, effectively.
Now, what's the obvious kind of difference between these two types of lambdas, yeah? The difference obviously comes out once we actually know what the real day is, yeah? So it could be in theory at the time what would be if people knew, you know, because you'd have shluchim being sent and somehow now they would get there, you'd light fires, you could inform people at the time. Or the more obvious thing is nowadays, once the calendar is fixed, yeah? Right, we do know, yeah? So let's see how that plays out, yeah? So if, in theory, this should be the nafkamina. If it's a tikkana of one day, so once you've made that tikkana, right, there's kind of no going back on that, yeah? So even if you know, but now you've created a new thing, although originally the thing was created because of suffix, but suffix now goes out the window, it's just irrelevant, yeah? Even if you know, we've instituted it, it's now one long yom to 48 hours gemaranu, yeah? Whereas... Okay, well, in Eretz Yisrael, that's a good point, yeah? And we'll discuss this much more when we come to Rosh Hashanah. But since the original institution that we had, yeah, was because of suffix, therefore it was only in places that had that suffix. So you're right. You end up being an interesting thing. Having an Eretz Yisrael, you don't have any institution of anything new, right? Certainly where they knew about it, yeah? And then places where they didn't know, you had this new institution. So, and that you can see, yeah. But anyway, getting back to this, so what happens then when you know about it? So again, if it's one Kedusha, then effectively nothing changes, yeah? Right? Whereas if it's two Kedushas, at that point in time, seemingly you would have said, well, we only kept these 2 days because of Suffolk. That was just the original institution. Now we've resolved the Suffolk, we're fine, yeah? We only need to keep the day that we know is the real day. Now we know halacha lemaisa that obviously is not true, right? Why is that not true? Yeah, because there's another chiddush that we find later on in the Gemara, which is this idea of minchag avosein b'yedchem, right? And that needs a bit of explanation. And this is kind of, everyone knows this is kind of very, very famous thing. Keep what your forefathers did. And it's not quite as simple as that because there's also a continuation, yeah, which is, yeah, it's kind of a double whammy. Since even when we know, right, we're worried that at some point we'll lose that knowledge. So there is a kind of a chashash there. So what we say is, listen, your forefathers who didn't know, so they were keeping 2 days, yeah, albeit out of Suffolk, yeah? And since even now that you know, there's a worry that at some point in time you might lose that knowledge, so just keep doing what your forefathers were doing, yeah? That's essentially minchag avosein. So it does end up meaning that theoretical nafkamina doesn't exist. Because even once you know, both sides are going to agree, yeah, that you still keep 2 days, right? But you have to understand that minchag avosein b'yedchem, that's tremendous chiddush, because in lamdas, before, you know, until you say that, you would have said, like I was saying, yeah, you shouldn't keep 2 days, yeah? It has to have this extra kind of thing of minchag avosenu in the context of where there's a chashash, so on and so forth, to say, you know, keep something which you wouldn't have otherwise kept. Okay. So now, with that in mind, yeah, with that kind of whole introduction in mind, yeah, I'm going to ask another question, right? And then with this question, hopefully, when we answer that, we'll go back and we'll hopefully understand everything, yeah? So the other question that I was bothered by at the time when we learnt the Gemara was in Rav Zeira, yeah? Because once we've spoken out Rav and Rav Asi, yeah? Right? Then we come and Rav Zeira says, Rav Asi makes a lot of sense to me. Because he says, because since, yeah, nowadays, yeah, we know when it is, yeah? And yet we still keep, yeah, 2 days. So it must be, it's like Rav Asi, that at least there's you have to be choshesh to one Kedusha. Now, at the time, I was really bothered, yeah? And in fact, I'm bothered in particular because of the way Rashi speaks out as well, yeah? Because Rashi spoke out within Rav Asi, right, in an earlier stage, yeah? That when we're talking about, and he was, when if you look at the Rashi, when he talked about when Rav Asi made Havdalah, he speaks out that obviously Rav Asi was at a time when they knew the thing, and even on the side of two Kedushas, yeah? Right, he speaks out that he minchag avosein b'yedchem, yeah, which means that there's even for the lamdas that holds two kedushas, we know that ultimately we keep 2 days, right, because of minchag avosein b'yedchem, yeah. So what? And everyone knew that, right? So why is Rav Zeira coming along, yeah, and saying I think that Rav Asi makes a lot of sense because now we have the new moon. Why should we keep 2 days? Both sides of kedusha achas and shtei kedushas have reasons to keep 2 days. What point is Rav Zeira trying to make? That was what was bothering me, yeah? So, okay, so now to answer...
Wait, pause for a second. This Heretz of Minchag Yedchem, who said that was new there until we asked this question again?
Well, that's brilliant. That's exactly That you're spot on. That's exactly where I want to go. Okay, that's exactly. Rashi seems to imply we do know that. Yeah. Rashi seems to imply we do, because even in Ravasi, he was kind of speaking that out. Yeah. But you're right. Yeah. That's going to be where we're going to go. So effectively, what you've just said is the key to the answer. Yeah. So what the Avi Ezri wants to say, yeah, is the following. Yeah. That this question of minchag avaseinu b'yedchem as I've kind of said up, is actually quite a chiddush, yeah? You don't necessarily need to hold that, yeah? You could hold by two kedushas, and you know what, in Hachanami, yeah? You don't have that chiddush. Everyone keeps yontif, yeah? But if you're within, let's say, with the world of Rav Asi, yeah? Why would you explain why everyone keeps yontif, yeah? 2 days yontif, even when everyone knows? Because he himself holds, you have to be mesupak to two lamduses. He's holding, you have to take on all the chumras of Kedusha Achas. So what we're going to say is, within the world of, and this is not like Rashi, but within the world of Rav Asi, to start off with, yeah, he held, on the side to say two Kedushas, he held it would be mamish, like a suffix, yeah, and once you know, yeah, when the new moon is, that suffix would be resolved. And he wouldn't hold there was such a thing, such a chiddush, a minchag avaseichem b'yedchem, right? That would be Rav Asi, yeah?
And he wouldn't even keep second at Yom Tov.
What he would do, Rav Asi would do, let's explain why.
Because of the suffix.
Because Rav Asi says, listen, I don't know what the lumdus is, yeah? Right. And in Nachalami, if the lumdus was to stay Kedushas, you shouldn't have to keep the second day, it's a complete hold. But since I'm a supak, I'm going to have to keep chumras of all sides, yeah? So that's why I'll keep 2 days Yom Tov, yeah? And therefore, it will come out for Rav Asi that basically the chumras of 1 day include having to keep, obviously, Yom Tov itself, also not being able to eat the beitza, right? And then the chumras of 2 days, yeah, is the fact that you're going to make Havdalah, right? Comes along Rav Zeira, and Rav Zeira also agrees to that. At this stage of the Gemara, as Yosef said, we don't know this chiddush. So Rav Yosef said, if you're holding like Rav, yeah, that doesn't have this suffix, it only holds firmly by Shtei Kedushas, there's absolutely no reason nowadays that we know the canon that you should have to keep 2 days. That's why I think Rav Zeira makes a lot of, Rav Asi, who's Mesupak, at least to Kedusha Achas, makes a lot of sense, yeah? And that's basically, it's only later on when the Gemara has to be Mechadish for Rav, yeah, why we still keep 2 days, because of Minchab, Avaseihim Yedchem, right? And so that being the case, yeah, now we have a fantastic answer. We've answered Rav Zeira, as we've said, yeah? But we also, of course, have an answer in terms of Halacha L'maisa. Why? Because what's the basis on which Rav Asi made Havdalah? The way we're now saying is, he made Havdalah on the tzad to say that it's two Kedushas. And at that state, a point in time, they knew which was the real day. Which now makes a lot of more sense, by the way, why he made Havdalah. Because on that side of Lamdus, that means the first day is really the only day Yom Tov, and the second day, we now know, is basically complete chol. So it makes a huge amount of sense that he would have said Havdalah on that tzad, yeah? But for us, in terms of how we paskin, yes, that it's two Kedushas, but we also paskin minchag avaseinu b'yedchem, right? Like Rav, we paskin like Rav. So for us, we hold, yeah, that actually that second day you have to keep for a separate reason. And says the Avi Ezri, that idea of minchag avaseinu b'yedchem actually has its own koach. Once we say, yeah, that in Achnami, according to this lamdus, you shouldn't keep 2 days, but keep the second day because of this reason, then once that we institute that, that's almost like saying you should keep that as a yontif, right? And it creates a certain koch of its own. It's meant to be treated like a yontif. And therefore, it's no longer mistaba to think that you should now be making havdalah as if, you know, to separate between the first day and the second day. The second day, you're also being told to treat fully as a yontif. So halacha l'maisa we hold like that, and therefore that basically answers all the questions. So I think the only last thing I'd say, just in preparation for the next step, what we're going to see is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, yeah. And again, with this all in mind, that we can look at it is we're going to have to go back in time and look at that point in time, yeah. What was the nature of the tikkana? Now, what's interesting in Rosh Hashanah was we're going to try to bring a proof, yeah, in terms of Kedusha Achas and Shtei Kedushas, yeah? From, so to speak, the Beis Din itself, when they were actually keeping it. Because if we see there's a situation in which the Beis Din itself knew, not out of suffix, but knew which was the real day Yom Tov, and yet still looked, acted in practice by keeping 2 days, yeah? That would seem to indicate that at that point in time, that they must have already made it kind of in the Beis Din itself of Kedusha Achas. Now, once the Beis Din itself makes that takana of Kedusha Achas, yeah, the Beis Din that was Mekadosh and Chodesh, obviously that spreads everywhere, including the Chora in Eretz Yisrael, which is, by the way, you can see where we're going. Why in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to end up also keeping one day.
2 days.
Sorry, 2 days.
Because of one day.
Because of Kedusha Achas.